Well, I've been heading ICASO for the last 17 years, and I think one of the most extraordinary reflections is that civil society, and that's these NGOs and people living with HIV, you know, those communities affected by the disease are really now claiming the right to have a part of the decision-making process. And governments are starting to recognize, particularly in developing countries, that they need civil society on their side because, frankly, this is where the action is now taking place. So this is number one striking aspect about 17 years in this World AIDS Day. AIDS has not gone away, but civil society has a much larger role to play than I think we've ever imagined. Home, community care, to treatment options.
Explain exactly what ICASO is and does.
We like to call ourselves a network of networks. You know, we may be headquartered with 12 people here in Toronto, but we're spread around the world in 10 different countries working on prevention alongside treatment and trying to operate on how that looks like in Botswana, in Kenya, in Rwanda, in Nigeria, China, India, Belize, Jamaica, Ukraine, Russia. We're now working on a new program that came up, which was trying to link technical support to civil society in country, trying to get them the resources, but making sure that technical support goes to them so they can apply for those grants from the Global Fund so they can negotiate their role at civil society alongside governments, and they do have the kind of support to do that. So what we do now is we bridge between technical service providers and civil society to make sure they know where to go. But we're also coping in a world that's really changing rapidly, and we're now seeing a number of different crises, you know, coming to impact on the work that we do, from the food crisis to the energy crisis to the climate crisis. These are all connected to the kind of work that we do.
This is the last interview we're doing with you being the head of ICASO. So where are you going next?
Well, I'm looking at a number of different opportunities. When I was in Kenya just last week, we met with the entire ICASO family, those hubs, those regional hubs, those countries. They all pay tribute to me saying, Richard, this is what leaders do well. This is what good governance is about. It's about leaving. You're creating new leadership. When you leave, you're not holding on forever. And 17 years to me seems like a long time. But they all recognize that you need to bring in new leadership in the hopes of transforming an organization in the way we look at things. Because sometimes, in so many of our countries, we see people staying in these positions for a lifetime. As a friend said to me once, you know, you need to continue going off to the edge of the cliff and jumping off and seeing how far you can fly, because that's what really, I think, has been the piece of work that I've really enjoyed is taking some risks, looking at it from all different angles, never say no. If they say it's impossible, there must be a way to get around all of that. And I need to continue to find that energy.
Tell me how you've changed over all those years from the beginning days of the AIDS epidemic, when people really knew nothing about what was going on, to today.
Well, you know, you've touched on an important point, because years ago, you know, there were so many things we wouldn't talk about. We couldn't, you know, we didn't even know it was HIV. You know, we called it a whole variety of different diseases, Slim disease, we called it the gay disease, we called it, you know, we called it everything. As people started to mature over the last few years, we've recognized a number of different things. Number one, we need to create strong communities, caring and responsible, and they take responsibility for action in the community. You have to take responsibility for your health and well-being, and as long as there are tools provided for you, taking responsibility is a lot easier. Secondly, is that we can't do it alone. Years ago, we used to have to fight the government. Now we have to work with them. Thirdly, we have to be very careful to make sure that we don't exclude those communities who are already excluded by so many different laws or are made illegal, drug users, sex workers, men who have sex with men, prisoners. This is where the epidemic is lying in so many countries, and we can't deny it any further.